This fall marks the start of the first school year since Utah's juvenile justice reform was signed into law. This is why 8 Utah nonprofits, including Voices for Utah Children and the American Civil Liberties Union of Utah, are coming together to make sure parents know how their students' rights have changed. Together, they created a 2-page pamphlet to help parents understand the impact of the nearly 200-page reform bill.
Honestly, we hope that most adults throughout the state of Utah will never need them, their kids never get in trouble, but we know that's not the case.
That was Anna Thomas, communications manager at the ACLU of Utah. She says most of the information published about the reform has been geared towards officials in the school and legal system, but not toward the people who will really be impacted by those changes, students and their parents.
Together with our community partners, we thought it was really important that the new changes be communicated in real human words to people who would be impacted by them so that they could give feedback to state leaders about whether the policy is actually working the way it was intended to work.
The pamphlet includes information on what students can and can't be sent to court for, the new maximum fines and community service sentences, and other legal changes that will affect students. According to Thomas, many of the organizations that created the pamphlet were motivated by the same thing.
We are really hoping that with some of these newly instituted laws and rules, we will see youth of color, kids who have disabilities, and, you know, gender nonconforming kids, that we'll see those kids in particular be treated more fairly under these new rules. And if those disparities in discipline change for the better, then we've got a real success to celebrate.
You can download the pamphlet or get a free print copy by contacting Voices for Utah Children or the ACLU of Utah. For more information and a link to the download, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.